Your conversation should always be centered on your privileges as a child of God. Concentrate on the victory Jesus has already won for you and not on what the devil is trying to accuse you of. Rejoice by faith in Him.
Hello and welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Jeremy Pearson. Now this week we've been watching foundational teaching from the KCM archives from 1989. And the word that was preached then is still just as powerful today. My grandfather, Brother Copeland, has been sharing foundational truths from God's Word concerning our right standing with God. You know, Jesus is our free gift of righteousness. Our lives are redeemed from destruction. Amen? So let's join Brother Copeland today and continue to learn more as he continues this Bible teaching.
We've been talking about the righteousness of God. Righteousness is the ability to stand in the presence of a holy God without a sense of guilt or shame. We have the right and the privilege to do that. In fact, it is a free gift because of one reason. Think about this moment. Jesus Christ of Nazareth has the right and the ability, He has every right to it, to stand in the presence of Almighty God without spot, without wrinkle. Why? Because He came into this earth, He came into the midst of all this sin, sickness, demons, and fear, stood the test that Adam failed, walked, talked, lived the life of a man, but without sin, passed all the tests, has every right to everything that God has. But then He took our sin. He who knew no sin. Now this is where we were yesterday in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. He who knew no sin was made to be sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Boy, that's the key to it, you see. That's the two key words in the whole matter. In Christ, in Him. He has the right and the ability to stand in the presence of Almighty God without any sense of shame, no sense of guilt. Why should He never sin? I mean, He didn't have any sense of shame or guilt. I mean, He belongs there. He belongs in heaven. He belongs right there at the right hand of God. I mean, you know, it's His. I mean, He walk in there, take His hat and pitch it over there in the corner. You know, it's His place, man. But now listen, He is our righteousness with God. He has defeated the sin that separated us from God and gave us all that guilt and all of that horror and all of that terrible business where we had no real personal right to heaven, we had no right to God, we had no right to life, we had no right to healing, we had no right to any blessing, we didn't even have any right for God to hear us pray. I mean, we didn't belong to God, we belonged to the devil because of what Adam did, and we didn't have any right to have anything else. Ah, but Jesus came and took Adam's place. Hallelujah. He's been raised from the dead, which broke Satan's dominion. And when you and I make Jesus Christ the Lord of our life, we can stand in the presence of Almighty God as if sin never existed because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. That blood that bought and paid for it. That blood that not only has accredited and accounted it to you for righteousness, but thank God had you reborn and you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, I want to read a scripture to you from Hebrews chapter 10. Now listen to this. I remember the first time I ever read this, I did not have nerve enough to believe what I was reading in the Bible. But nevertheless, it's in there, and I've committed to whatever I see in God's Word. I place it in my life, whether I feel like it or whether I don't. I will continue to confess it and walk in it until my feelings get in line with it. And this is one of those cases. Hebrews chapter 10. For the law having a shadow, that's talking about the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of those things, or not the confirmation of it, or the reality of it, can never, with those sacrifices, now that's talking about the killing of animals and so forth, shedding of animal blood, which they offered year by year continually, or over and over again, make the comers thereunto perfect. Now listen. For then would they not have ceased to be offered, because once the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more consciousness of sin, or no more sin consciousness. Now, once the worshiper, once the comer to that sacrifice, purged, should have had no more sin consciousness, no more consciousness of Adam's defeat, no more consciousness of unworthiness, no more consciousness of this dogged guilt, tragedy that you and I live in amongst all the time because of the sin, sickness, demons, and fear and poverty, the curse that's on this earth. Now listen to this again. For would they not have ceased to be offered? That's what the Bible says, since Jesus Christ's blood, not the blood of a calf or a goat, but the precious blood of the Son of God was offered. It doesn't need to be re-offered over and over again. It was offered once and for all. Now, we are the worshipers that have come to that blood. Now remember, the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more sin consciousness. Now, back to the first chapter of the book of Hebrews, the third verse, and we find this. Who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sin. Did you hear it? By Himself purged our sins, set down at the right hand of majesty on high. What happened? Jesus raised from the dead, purged our sins. He broke sin's power, purged it, burned it out. It has no more authority over you. And the New Testament in the book of Romans says, sin shall not dominate you. It shall not lord it over you. In other words, sin cannot be your Lord if you make a decision to make Jesus your Lord. Now, we should have no more sin consciousness. The power of God, by release of the righteousness of God, the spiritual supernatural force of this righteousness we're talking about, released from inside you, when you begin to stand on that word and say, well, 2 Corinthians 5:21 said, He who knew no sin was made to be sin for me, that I might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And Romans 5:17, they which receive the abundance of grace, by grace are you saved? Yes, I receive the abundance of grace. I'm saved. I'm born again. I know when I got saved. I got saved the second day of November 1962, about 8 o'clock in the evening, praise God. I know when I got saved. Well, I received the abundance of grace and the free gift of righteousness. Jesus is that free gift. He is our righteousness. Now, once I believe that, I must begin to walk in the light of the fact that even though I'm in this world of misery, I don't have to partake of that misery because I'm a free man. Even though I'm in a world filled with poverty, I don't have to accept the spirit of poverty because I'm a free man and I've been redeemed from the curse. I have right to heaven's prosperity and heaven meeting my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus by my acting on the Word of God, I've been made the righteousness of God. I have certain rights and privileges, and when I pray, I pray in the name of Jesus. Now, my faith dictates to me that I act as though I'm heard. Well, how do you know? I know the Word of God, you see, says I've been made the righteousness of God. Then it says, His eyes are open to the righteous, and His ears are, His eyes are over the righteous. His ears are open to their prayers. Oh, yeah, but Brother Copeland, I still have old ugly thoughts. I know it. Yeah, but Brother Copeland, I still miss it and I still sin. I know it. I do too. Oh, yeah, but Brother Copeland, I still... Shut up! Do you hear what you're talking? That's sin consciousness. It's being conscious of sin, conscious of doubt, conscious of this miserable world around me. Look to the inner man. Look to the Word. Put the Word first place. Jesus has purged me. I'm a born-again child of God. When I do sin, when I do miss it, the Word of God said, I have an advocate with the Father. I have a lawyer, a counselor with the Father. When I do sin, little children, I'm telling you this, that you sin not. I'm not telling you just to go on and sin. I'm telling you to resist that sin. But when you do miss it, and if you do miss it, confess that thing. And the Bible said that Jesus is faithful and He is righteous to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Now, let's back up a minute. Now, here's, you know, I said I had the right to pray, so I prayed. I pray in the name of Jesus, so I believe I'm heard. I don't have to pray all night long to get heard. I may pray all night long, but I don't have to do something like that just to get God to hear me. Oh, if I could just get heaven to hear me. Hey, I'll tell you how to get heaven to hear you. Two things. The Word of God, the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus! They heard you. They heard you. Yes, amen. Now, I pray. The Bible says part of my prayer armor is a breastplate of righteousness. Here comes the devil. Oh, you ain't going to get anything. Why, you dirty dog thing. Think about that. Think about this. Think about that. Say, hey, Satan. Hey, shut up. I bring every thought into captivity to the Word of the living God, and I cast out every reasoning and every imagination that exalts itself against God's Word. I'm the righteousness of God. Why, you're not either. You're just old Kenneth Copeland. Not far as you're concerned, devil. Uh-uh. I'm not speaking to you in Kenneth Copeland's name. I'm talking to you in the name of Jesus. I'm acting on what Jesus has done for me. I speak to you in His name. I speak to you in the armor of God. I have a right to be heard on high, and I'll be heard on high. And you have to bow your knee. The Bible says you will get. You will move out. You will leave. You will flee when I resist you. Now I resist you in Jesus' name because I have a right. My sins are purged. Jesus bore my sin. He bore my sickness. He carried my disease. He bore my grief. He bore my sorrow. So any sorrow that I have, any grief that I have, any sickness that I have, any sin that I have is not mine. It belongs to the devil and the imps of darkness. And in Jesus' name, I take advantage of what Jesus died and paid for me. And Satan, I resist you and rebuke you. And Father, I thank you that you hear me. I thank you that I'm heard all the time. Your flesh and your mind is saying, that can't be so. You're just still old ugly you. No, I'm not. Don't talk that way. Begin to develop a righteousness, victorious consciousness. Thank God my sins have been borne. My sins have been carried. Thank God it's not my disease. Jesus bore mine. According to Matthew 8:17, Isaiah 53:4, He bore my griefs. He carried my sorrow. He bore mine, see. So I don't go around saying, Brother, would you pray for my sickness? No, it's not mine. That's not mine. I don't claim that. That's part of a sin consciousness. Now, let me show you the way a sin consciousness works. You remember when Jesus came to the tomb of Lazarus? Oh, I tell you what a graphic picture this is. He walked up there to the tomb of Lazarus. I mean, this guy's graveyard dead, brother. He's been in there for days. He walks up to that tomb. I like to think he's the only guy there in a white suit. Everybody else has got their crying clothes on, their funeral clothes, their dead clothes. Jesus comes up there. Lazarus' little sister, you know, she's standing right here next to him, and Jesus comes up there, and you know, and he says, I love this. Listen to what he said. Father, I know you've already heard me. How many people do you know that pray that way? Now, most people say, oh, I sure hope God heard me. Now, you see, they're more conscious of defeat than victory. Jesus has already got the victory, folks. You don't have to win the victory. Jesus already bought and paid for it. It's already signed, sealed, delivered, and it's been given to you with your name stamped on it. Praise God. So, he walks up there, you know, and said, Father, I know you've already heard me. And then he said, roll that stone away from the door.
Lord, he already stinks.
Let me ask you a question. Where does the stink come from? Huh? Death, decay, all of that came with Adam's fall, right? All of that came in the earth through sin. Now, this really amuses me. I've faced this for years, and I've had it happen in a lot of different ways and seen a lot of different examples of it. And it just, every time I start to say it, I think about some other little situation that was funny. I'll go ahead and tell you what this is. There was one fella who came up to me at a funeral. I'd been ministering to this person before they died and knew them quite well. And I noticed when I came in the funeral, I mean, boy, he had his eye on me. And he kind of rode herd on me. And I could, you know. And finally he came up to me and said, Brother Copeland, she's already been embalmed. Oh, dear God. He was afraid I was going to go up there and dig that woman out of that coffin. I know good and well what he's afraid of. I thought about it. I mean, but I'm not going to go do something like that without God telling me to. I've seen the dead raised more than once and seen some miraculous things. I've also tried it when the anointing wasn't there to do it, and I want you to know, forget it. Anyway, here's sin consciousness and right standing with God and faith consciousness, standing there together. And righteousness, being right with God, you know, not worried about it. God, I know you've already heard me. Move that stone away from the door. Sin consciousness, being aware of sin and defeat, and we ain't gonna make it. And oh my God, I know you're the Son of God, but... you know that drill? Oh, I know the Bible says that, but what if? That's sin consciousness talking like that, see? She says, he stinks. What does stink have to do with raising the dead? Do you mean it would have been easier to raise him from the dead if we'd been there before he stunk? It have anything to do with it, brother. That's like that fella saying, Brother Copeland, she's been embalmed. I want to tell you something. Embalming fluid don't have nothing to do with it. God Almighty's power doesn't stop and say, whoops, I wish they hadn't embalmed her. We're talking about the power of Almighty God. I mean, they could have pumped her veins full of red ink. It wouldn't have made any difference. That's the power of God. He made a body out of dirt. Amen. Jesus said, didn't I tell you, if you'd believe God, you'd see the glory of God, you'd see that I am the resurrection? Oh, yes, he said, I believe in the resurrection. Long time from now. But not now. Not here and now. Here's righteousness, consciousness, victorious consciousness. Everything's right with God. Did you ever notice Jesus? He never did run back behind the tree over someone and say, oh, God, help me. Oh, God, don't let nobody see me. Oh, God, I hope I got strength, power, and faith. Oh, help my faith. Oh, God, help me. Help me. I may not have the faith to do this. They're going to take my papers away from me if Lazarus don't get out of that tomb. Oh, God, why didn't you send me before he died? Well, I see that sin, death, and defeat and all that. Jesus wasn't that way. I mean, he just did whatever the Father told him to do. He didn't act like, you know, I mean, he didn't act like it was a lack of faith or too much faith, too little faith. I mean, he just had faith. Oh, yeah, but that's Jesus. I know it. And it's in his name, in his righteousness, his victory, his life, his purging, his everything that we walk with the Father. He said, Lazarus, come forth. She said, he stinks. But come forth one out over stink. Amen. Right standing with God spoke. And it was God Almighty himself, number one, the God of heaven and earth that moved. And I want you to know, dead Lazarus, dead anything, come right out of that grave when God moves. Right standing with him spoke, and he moved. You have that right. Speak in there where the sick baby is. Speak where there's no food on the table. Speak to lack and poverty and death and sin. Get out of my house in the name of Jesus. I have Jesus right standing with the Father. And begin to develop a constant consciousness that you're free at last.
Partnership is being prayed for daily. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their staff pray for their partners every day. In return, they've asked their partners to do the same for them and other partners. As a partner, you have a daily prayer covering of tens of thousands of people worldwide.
I release the blessing of Abraham, the blessing of the Lord. I release it on my partners. Be fruitful, multiply, resupply the earth, subdue it and have dominion over it all the days of your life, and rejoice and enjoy all things richly that he has given you.
I believe that the prayers that Brother Copeland prays for all of his partners, they manifest in my life daily.
Knowing that I'm being prayed for
yes.
every day.
Yes, me too.
That means a whole lot to me. I know that I'm never without prayer.
Righteousness, it is your right standing with God. It is a new creation reality. Because of the finished work of Jesus, each and every born-again believer has been brought into that right standing with God. Learn more about your position in Jesus in the Right Standing with God package by Kenneth Copeland. Through a 12-CD foundational series, you'll begin to have a true understanding of righteousness being a gift from God and not a reward for your good conduct. Fully accept God's love for you and be confident in the position of fellowship he has brought you into. The accompanying study guide provides an outline to go along with each CD, giving you tools to further your study and discover your rightful place in God. With the brief recaps, questions, and notes sections, understand how God sees you and walk totally free from guilt or condemnation. Become bold in your relationship with Jesus. Get hold of the revelation that will help you go as far as you dare in your faith.
Become completely confident of God's love, acceptance, and forgiveness for you. Order the Right Standing with God package and receive both the CD series and study guide for only $44.99, a savings of over 30%. Take your rightful place in Christ today. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395 or write to us today. For an additional 10% off, order your package online.
We really want you to get a hold of these materials we're offering you today, Right Standing with God, a CD series, and a study guide by Brother Copeland. You want to get these into your life because Brother Copeland talks about being conscious or aware of your right standing with God and knowing that when God is on your side, you've got nothing to fear. And knowing that's going to change the way you live, being free from fear and bondage and guilt and being free from sin. God is always at work and always moving on behalf of those who are in this right standing with Him. The power of God can meet every need in your life when Jesus is the Lord of your life. So be sure you order these today. Get this into your life. Now, we want to let you know that KCM has a 24-hour prayer line available to you, and we invite you to begin to put faith to work. Believe the Word of God and speak the Word of God. And if you want somebody to come into agreement with you based on the Word of God, then we invite you to call this prayer line because they're going to help you build an inner image based on what God says. Get in agreement with God, get in agreement with His Word, and allow us to come into agreement with you and begin to see things change around you. Now, if you live outside the United States, KCM has offices in other parts of the world. We invite you to check their hours of operation as well. Thanks so much for watching today. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you, God loves you and we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Build your faith and be transformed by the Word of God. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available on DVD or CD at kcm.org. Continue your studies with this week's product offer. Order your copy today and let these word-based teachings help you live in victory. Receive God's grace abounding toward you and live in the blessing. This is your year of victory. Come to the Southwest Believers Convention June 30th through July 5th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in downtown Fort Worth, Texas. Join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland along with Jerry Savelle, Jesse Duplantis, Creflo Dollar, Keith Moore, and Bill Winston for a week-long conference that will change your life. Receive God's Word, His wisdom, and His plan to live a strong, healthy, blessed life. Bring your family and friends. There'll be live Spanish interpretation, pre-service prayer with Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons, exciting youth services for teens, and Super Kid Academy for children. Come to a special partner meeting with Kenneth Copeland Friday morning. Then join Gloria Copeland for a powerful healing service on Saturday morning. Celebrate the 4th of July with us as we honor God for His goodness and celebrate our nation's birthday. It's all free June 30th through July 5th at the Southwest Believers Convention. For more information, go to kcm.org/southwest. Tomorrow on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Our righteousness is in Christ Jesus. He is our righteousness. Jesus has been given to us as a gift. He's been given to mankind.